I got involved in the Iditarod because of a trip to Alaska, and we did a expedition where we were going to learn how to mush and do the first leg of the Iditarod trail to the first checkpoint. And unfortunately, breakout had happened and the river was too warm, so we couldn't do the mushing. So we found a person that had a snow machine, and they allowed us to ride with them on a snow machine to the first checkpoint of the Iditarod, and it had just finished, and I knew nothing about the Iditarod, and we had lunch with that lovely family that's there, and I forgot their name, but their lovely family, and we spent 3 or 4 hours just talking about the Iditarod. Of course, the straw was out there. It was very cool, and I'm so fascinated. I love dogs, love competition, love the Alaska landscape, and so just fell in love with it in that 4 hours. And so following that, I just started researching it and seeing what it was about, and found out, oh my gosh, all these people are volunteers and you could actually do it. And so I put a little tickler for the next year to reach out to them and see if it was something I could get involved in or get accepted, and the rest is history. So started out doing trails, and now I'm out on the checkpoints. All right, I'm here today and involved in the Iditarod probably because of the dogs. I love dogs. I love seeing the dogs here. I love the fact that they're athletes and the competition, and just watching them, you know, come in and just...
Perfect.
Okay, one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences, that's easy. It was in Unalakleet, and Martin Bougier was the musher, and he was getting ready to booty up his dogs to leave, and I had the pleasure, it was like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I had the pleasure of being out there, and it was just me and one other person, and he goes out there and he starts booting up the dogs and he starts singing a song. He sings a song, and I'm sure it has to do, I forgot where he's from, but it's a native song of his, Switzerland. And it was the most beautiful sound ever. And the dogs were just laying there and they were just asleep, and you could see they were kind of starting to stretch, and he was just very, it was very monotone at the beginning, and it started snowing, and it was a beautiful night. And as he got further along in booting them up, he escalated the song, and it just kept kind of getting louder and louder. And as he almost finished like the very last dog and booting up the dog, he kind of got to an escalation in the song. And I swear to you, like, all the dogs just started singing with him. They all started howling and singing with him. And I'm like, can you believe this is happening? And it's snowing and it's just beautiful out. And he's just loving all over them. Okay. What I not know for sure in life is that it's short. So enjoy.